Southern California Dental Offices of Dr. Beecham present Stolen Tom.
You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot see it. You can smile when it's cloudy.
California Dental Offices of Dr. Beecham presents Stolen Tom. Stolen Tom is heard over this station each night, Tuesday through Friday, as he brings you his songs and homey philosophy. Dr. Beecham's dental offices are located throughout Southern California. At each office, there is a friendly, courteous staff of doctors and nurses on duty to serve you with good dentistry at low cost on liberal, approved credit terms. Dr. Beecham's offices include the large New Hollywood office, corner Hollywood and Cahuenga Boulevard. The main Dr. Beecham office is at 5th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. Spelled B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P. It's Dr. Beecham. And now here he is, everybody's friend, Strolling Tom.
Hello, 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 my good friends. This is your old friend, Strolling Tom, greeting you and wishing you the time of day. And the very best at this particular evening hour. And I'll do my best to blaze the trail of life for you with a happy song or two and a bit of philosophy that may help to light the way to greater understanding and at least bring you a little bit of comfort. And speaking of comfort reminds me to thank you, good friends, for the many letters received during my absence and your splendid good wishes. Mighty nice to have a group of friends like you. I don't know, of course, how many of you folks are fond of hash. I've heard so many stories about hash houses and boarding houses serving hash and all that sort of thing. It's got me kind of mixed up, but to me, some real good homemade hash made from a roast of beef or pork or both suits me right plumb down to the ground. Well, we had hash for dinner, as you may well surmise. But that wasn't what I started out to tell you. As I stood and watched the process of making said hash, it put me right back to early boyhood. My mother used to have a great big wooden bowl with a regular two-bladed rocker hash knife. And it was yours truly's job, come what may, to do the hashing. Mother would make me wash nice and clean, which wasn't altogether pleasant to me. And then tuck one of her great big white aprons around my neck. And then I'd hold the hash bowl in my lap and chop, chop, chop away. You know, I always got lots of fun out of it because it was like mixing mortar up to the point where Mother added the onion. And then the fun seemed to cease. Because the onion chopping always made me cry. Oh, my. Doesn't it beat the band how many things a mother can find for a fella to do just when he wants to play the most? Never saw the beat of it.
Tie me to your apron strings again. I know there's room for me. Happy hours when you kissed my tears.
watched the hash making tonight, I got to thinking about people's lives and how easy it is for people to make hash out of them. Haven't you seen some folks who started out in life with everything in the world in their favor? And you just thought, well, now, there's one case where success and happiness is bound to follow. And the first thing you knew, news was coming back that so-and-so had hit the skids. And this, that, or the other thing had happened. And things were all broken up. My, oh me, what a shame. They asked me how I knew my true love was true. About making hash. If it's good meat that goes into the hash, no matter how fine you may chop it, it's still good eating. And so I say it is with a life. Maybe they did have everything to begin with, and they should have had success and happiness. But just because they got in a hash bowl is no sign they're not good for anything. What if they were cut up and mixed up with all sorts of leftovers? They can still make good. And maybe be the means of pulling the rest of the hash with them out of that terrible mix-up of the leftovers. I've seen a few cases in my time, too, where some folks never amounted to the switch of a cow's tail until they got mixed up into the hash bowl of life. And they found that they were in a mess and had to fight their way out. Oh, yes, they might be hacked up some, that's true, because you can't go through the hash bowl of experience without it leaving its scars on you. But what's a few scars with all of life ahead of us and an open, clear road?
By yon bonny brae, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were never once again, on the bonny, bonny.
To come to your homes again, Tuesday through Friday evenings and Sunday morning over another station, to talk things over and howdy with you a bit. And I might say that it's a real pleasure to reach you through the sponsorship of Dr. Beecham Dentist again. And it's Strolling Tom's desire to make these little visits so interesting that only a rare instance on your part, dear friend, may prevent our meeting. Have you folks paid a visit to Dr. Beecham's dental offices at 5th and Broadway? If you haven't, do so right away. You'll be more than pleased with his courteous, friendly service. Don't forget to see Dr. Beecham at the corner of 5th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles, or go to Dr. Beecham's branch dental offices all over Southern California. By the way, you Hollywood friends, go and visit that new office, the corner of Cahuenga and Hollywood Boulevard. And now, until tomorrow night, we'll say good evening and God's blessing be with you. But in the meantime, don't forget, you can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile.
You have been listening to Stolen Time, brought to you by the Southern California Dental Offices of Dr. Beecham. See Dr. Beecham for good dentistry at low cost on liberal approved credit terms. Dr. Beecham's offices are located all over Southern California. Addresses include Southwest Los Angeles, open evenings, 8658 South Broadway, Huntington Park, 6334 and a half Pacific Boulevard, Hollywood, open evenings, corner Cahuenga and Hollywood Boulevard, Long Beach, 410 Pine Avenue. The main Dr. Beecham office is at 5th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles, spelled B-E-A-U-C-H-A-M-P, pronounced Dr. Beecham. Strolling Tom comes to you each Tuesday through Friday at the same time. Also, Strolling Tom is heard Sunday morning over another station at 8:30 a.m. Now, until tomorrow night, a very pleasant good evening to you all.